program, you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into the third hour. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So throughout the last hour or so, the issue of genetically modified foods has come across the program, and a lot of people feel very strongly about this, and I want to just touch base on that here a little bit before we move on. I know, Mark, you wanted to talk about something going on in Massachusetts with some politics thing. So we'll get to that. But first, we had Frank on the line from Canton, and he kept dropping the term eugenics, and he was talking about, you know, these conspiracy theories and the corporations are trying to engage in eugenics, and dropped in the Bilderbergers and just kind of rolled it all up all into one phone call.
Yeah, which always sets off my alarms when they start dropping these buzzwords over and over again. Bilderbergers, eugenics, these are all good ones.
Now, there were some things he said that I do agree with. Mm-hmm. In many cases, with the conspiracy crowd, they say a lot of things that have elements of truth within them. So he was talking about how they're working on dumbing people down and, you know, essentially creating a slave population, and that's all true. I mean, everybody is essentially enslaved to this governmental system that we have, and there's no doubt that the government schools are designed to have a dumbed down class of worker bees that just plugs into the system, doesn't question their circumstances, pays their taxes like good little citizens, and obeys. So I agree with all that. But he just kept throwing out the term eugenics, and I thought, well, I've always heard eugenics used in a very negative fashion, right? It must be a bad thing. He threw out genocide as though they're one and the same. And
are you going to try to say eugenics isn't a bad thing? Because I'm going to really be interested if you can turn this around somehow.
Well, I'm just going to share the definition with you here from dictionary.com. There are different kinds of eugenics, so allow me to share this. The study or belief in the possibility of improving the qualities of the human species or a human population, especially by such means as discouraging reproduction by persons having genetic defects or presumed to have inheritable undesirable traits, that's considered negative eugenics, or encouraging reproduction by persons presumed to have inheritable desirable traits. So it's eugenics if people that are that are not sick are essentially mating with one another, that the more desirable humans are.
No, eugenics is a top-down hierarchical sort of system. Someone decides who's optimal and who isn't, and that person or group of people then sort of dictate who gets to breed, who doesn't, whose reproductive organs are going to be removed.
That is possible. That is, you can define that as eugenics as well, but it's not as narrowly defined as what you're defining.
Right. Well, what you're saying is that there's this sort of natural eugenics, right?
Well, it is.
We don't need a word for that. Okay.
Right.
This is somebody who decides who's good and who's bad, and I think that I have a tendency to kind of believe that evolution has stopped in the human animal, because at this point, anybody can survive. You've got no arms, no legs, and you got an IQ of -3. You can still do it.
Well, in many cases, people that are less than desirable are encouraged to reproduce by things like the welfare system that gives people who otherwise
shouldn't be. I don't think it ever stopped them, quite honestly.
Okay.
The poor have always
bred. Stopped them. It never stopped them, but when you can be poor and you can get more money by having a baby, then there is some level of encouragement there. Don't you think?
Okay.
Okay, well, that would be considered, I think, negative eugenics, whether that's intended or not. I'm just trying to point out here that it's not – eugenics is definitely not the same thing as genocide, which is the deliberate and systematic extermination of a national, racial,
right,
political,
they have two different words group. For a reason. I agree that much is true. There's two different words for a reason because they don't mean the same thing.
Right. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. It's positive eugenics when you go in – when a woman goes into a sperm bank and selects the traits of the person who is donating the sperm.
I disagree. Nope, I disagree. There is not a eugenics isn't done on a person-to-person basis. Eugenics is done by a group or an individual, likely a group. There's no such thing as individuals out there making these kind of decisions. So it's done by a group passing down that information. I disagree that there is a person-to-person sort of eugenics. That doesn't, you know, that's just people just making decisions on their own.
Okay, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The other question that we were looking at was the question of genetically modified foods, and it was asked, well, what's wrong with genetically modified foods? For me, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that the perspective that a lot of the people that are anti-GM foods are coming from, at least that the impression I get from the calls we've gotten about the issue over the years on this program, is that there are a number of people out there that believe that whether it's you're tampering with God or you're tampering with nature, you're tampering, mankind is messing with something that mankind shouldn't mess with. So
not so much that they shouldn't mess with, but something that we're just beginning to understand. And I think the fear may be that something gets released out into the wild that, you know, has all of these unintended consequences that we didn't foresee because we're just sort of starting to experiment with genetic modification, and that
it is fear. You're right. It is absolutely fear, and it's more of the fear-based mentality out there that, and it's a fear based on just the idea that, well, you know, Mother Nature knows what she's doing, and or God knows what he or she is doing, but little mankind, you shouldn't be messing in those areas. That's just the impression that I get. So you're either coming from kind of the right, the callers that tend to come from either the right and like, well, you're messing with God, or on the left, you're messing with nature. I'm just generalizing.
Just
yeah, right. I'm just generalizing with that. And there certainly isn't anything conclusive out there. There's genetically modified foods everywhere. One thing that is conclusive is that genetically modified foods can help feed more people. And that by making it more difficult for the pests to eat the plants up and to make it more difficult for the natural disasters or bad weather to harm the plants, increases crop yields and makes it so that more food can get in more people's mouths. If food isn't getting in people's mouths, it's not because of the food producers. It's because of governments interceding and preventing that food from reaching.
I absolutely agree with all of that. I do think that if a company knows something about its product that is detrimental, that they need to let people know about that. If Monsanto's corns, the pollen from it is killing the honeybees, people need to know that information.
Is it?
And I can't, the allegations have been made.
Right. There are a lot of allegations.
There's allegations are all over. I have no idea. If Monsanto has reason to believe that, and they're not turning a blind eye to it or something, because I think that corporations have a real tendency to do that. But if they have a reason to believe that, then they should put it on a label on their product.
Yeah, I agree with you. Don't know if there are any reasons to believe that, though, right?
Well, I think that at that point, the only thing that you can go to is science, you know, test it. And then if you can test it, you should sue the pants off of Monsanto. Take them to court and get $10 billion out of them. Because, if they were doing this, if they knew and they were, doing it on purpose, then I think a punitive damages should be awarded.
Sure, sure. I think when people hear me say that I'm not concerned about genetically modified foods, that means that I'm in favor of everything Monsanto does. And no, that's not the case. I think that Monsanto is a big corporation that uses its connections with the state and its limited liability to essentially establish itself more firmly in the marketplace unfairly against its smaller competitors. And I don't appreciate that. I don't believe in intellectual property. I don't think you can own a seed. I don't think you can own an idea.
Genome in the seed.
Yeah, I don't think that you can patent DNA or whatever. I don't think that that should all be the case. But the system is allowing them to do those things. It's allowing them to sue those farmers that are, that are getting the seeds falling by windfall on their property and going after them. And it's absolutely ludicrous. So, no, I don't support everything that company does in the same way I don't support everything that Walmart does, but I still go and shop at their stores. I don't support all of their policies, but darn it, they can get me that tube of toothpaste cheaper than the grocery store can, so I'm going to go and buy it at Walmart. 800-259-9231, and, if the apples are tasty and the corn is good, I'm going to eat the corn and the apples that taste the best for the lowest price. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And if it's true that GM food is helping feed more people around the world, then I'm definitely in favor of it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing the toll-free number. Brought to you by Seacoast CAI, it's 1-800-259-9231. That is, again, the Seacoast CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231.
Critical thinking exercise. Explain the difference between government and organized crime. Be sure to include in your comparison the disadvantages that organized crime syndicates might encounter by not having access to a 12-year propaganda system designed to convince children that their activities are somehow not organized crime. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education and socially acceptable forms of organized crime. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Mark, you've been chomping at the bit to get to some a story out of Massachusetts here tonight. What's going on? Apparently, this is it's getting a lot of attention nationwide as though it means something, some political election. Yeah. What's happening?
You know that I'm an ethnic Republican, right? You know, I was raised that way, and it tends to course through me when I hear about, you know, there are times when I can kind of get whipped up into a fervor, and you know, I don't like this Obamacare thing that's coming, and recently there's an election to fill Ted Kennedy's seat. It's Scott Brown is running on the Republican side, and I think it's the state attorney general Martha Coakley is running on the other side, and the Republicans have whipped this into the woo, the freedom train's coming. The Republicans are at the wheel. We're gonna have freedom, baby. You know, like they're doing their same old tired shtick that they got me with back in the '90s. It's a contract with America. We're gonna take care. We're gonna bring freedom and smaller government. And then, of course, we gave them the people of the United States of America gave them 6 years to get that done, and they cut government to the bone by growing it like 80% under the Bush administration. So,
$1 trillion. Yeah.
Actually, one of them used that term. I don't remember what his name was. He was one of the top dogs or whatever in the
They come, they go. I forget their names, and I don't care.
He said we've cut it to
Kenneth
the bone.
Lay?
Whatever.
Oh, all right. The Lay? I don't know. All right. So this is an article to show you, those of you that are on the same track as I was here until I read this earlier today, that this election in Massachusetts really doesn't matter much at all.
Well, you thought it did?
I did, yeah. Because
you think what some Republican getting in is going to change something about the federal government?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow, man, you're deluded.
No, because there's – well, here, let me read it to you, and then you can see.
Okay.
On Tuesday, a small number of Massachusetts voters are expected to go to the polls. This is, by the way, at electoral-vote.com. Massachusetts voters are expected to go to the polls and elect a new senator to fill the seat of the late Ted Kennedy. The Democrat is the state attorney, Martha Coakley. The Republican is state senator, Scott Brown. The election is important because if Brown wins, he could be the 41st vote against cloture, which is this, in the Senate, they wouldn't get the blocking filibuster, basically. Blocking the health insurance bill being painstakingly cobbled together by the House and Senate leaders. This election already has a somewhat sordid history. Back in 2004, when Senator John Kerry was running for president, it occurred to the Democrats in Massachusetts state legislature that if he won, then Governor Mitt Romney would appoint a Republican to the Senate because Kerry would then be the president and somebody would need to fill the Senate seat. So they said they didn't want that, so they passed a bill stripping the governor of the power to appoint senators and requiring a special election to fill Senate vacancies. Romney vetoed the bill, but because the Democrats have a two-third majorities in both houses of the legislature, they overrode his veto. Such a procedure for filling vacancies is not unprecedented. 8 states from Alabama to Alaska also have special elections to fill Senate vacancies.
Okay.
Now, Ted Kennedy died last summer. The Democrats suddenly found themselves with only 59 votes in the Senate, not enough to invoke cloture, and they certainly didn't want to...
Before you go on a moment, you mentioned the cloture thing. What is that?
Cloture is basically...
I know what a filibuster is. That's where they just talk and they don't get to the vote. Is that the idea?
Right. So cloture means that they can get rid of the filibuster. They have enough votes. You need 60 votes in order to stop the filibuster. You need 50 votes in order to pass something. You understand?
Okay.
So they can start
a filibuster.
So a filibuster
can go on forever?
Yeah. And they just say, I declare a filibuster, and they walk away. They don't even have to talk.
I thought they had to keep talking.
No, not anymore. So, anyway. The Democrats didn't want to wait the 5 months for a special election, so the National Democrats convinced the Massachusetts state legislature to pass yet another law, this one this time authorizing the governor, now conveniently Democrat, to make a temporary appointment to the so Massachusetts would be fully represented in the Senate prior to the special election. And
the law down there says that the governor cannot appoint a replacement permanently, but he can appoint a temporary one to get to the election where the people will appoint the permanent replacement.
The permanent one to fill the vacancy.
Right.
And then they'll go back to their regular voting schedule. In a sense, this is not unreasonable, but it's doubtful the state legislator would have done this had the Republicans still been sitting in the governor's chair. Coakley kind of assumed that all a Democrat has to do to win in Massachusetts is to stay out of jail.
And sometimes it's not even that. The poster child for that being James Mitchell Curley, who once won an election from while in prison. So she didn't campaign very hard, but the Republican did, and he got his supporters very excited. In one recent poll, Coakley was ahead by 15 points, but another poll put Brown ahead by 1 point. This is a 16-point spread on two polls that's taken so close together, each with a margin of error about 4%. The reason is that the problem is that special elections have a notoriously low turnout. Finding out the general public of what the general public in the state thinks is easy, but figuring out who will vote and who will not is extremely difficult.
Oh, I know who votes. Bureaucrats and their friends and family.
Republicans vote, too.
Yeah, they can be bureaucrats.
Right. If you have a low turnout, it's usually good for the Republicans. Different pollsters have different screens, if any, that lead to these wildly different results. During the past weeks, the DCSS has begun to panic and is running negative ads in Boston TV saying that if Brown wins, that's the Republican, it will kill the health insurance reform. And Brown has proudly acknowledged as much, saying essentially, if you want to kill this awful bill, vote for me. As the race becomes national, though, this helps Coakley, since Democrats outnumber Republicans by a wide margin in Massachusetts, and the close race might motivate them to vote on Tuesday. If Brown wins, what happens to the health insurance bill? Does it just die? It's complicated. First, Coakley might call Al Franken and say, tell me what you would do about long fights and about election results. And no doubt Franken still vaguely remembers his half-year-long battle with Norm Coleman and would advise her to contest the election and demand a recount. A recount and a bit of legal action could take months to resolve, and during which time Paul Kirk, that's the Democrat that's currently sitting in that seat, the Republican may win.
There?
He remains a senator and can vote, and he only loses his job when the new senator is sworn in.
So you're saying there's all this political wrangling they can do to actually prevent this Republican guy who claims he's going to do something to get into the office.
Right. The Republicans are very excited, basically because they believe they can get this Republican elected in Massachusetts, and somehow that's going to directly stop Obamacare. And it's not, is what I'm telling you. And I'm explaining why.
I see.
Even if Coakley concedes the election, which she won't. She's not going to. She's going to contest this election, even if she loses. The certificate of election must be signed by both the Secretary of the Commonwealth, William Gavin, Democrat, and Governor Deval Patrick, Democrat. Neither might be in a big hurry to sign it. There's no law forcing them to sign the day after the election.
Time?
No. The Republicans could go to court to force them to sign, but the court case could take weeks, and the Republicans couldn't argue that Massachusetts was not fully represented in the Senate because Senator Kirk would still be there.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind to control the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. System's great, isn't it?
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is Tom from HempUSA.org, and I'm here to thank the listeners who have purchased our products over the last 3 years. We all know these products have made their lives healthier and safer. At HempUSA.org, we have constantly strived to bring new products to the forefront. Why use chemically laden products that can be absorbed into the skin and cause disease? Why have 10 products when you only need one? And why waste your money on products that don't work? If you ask yourself these questions and want to know more about new innovative products, please call HempUSA.org at 908-691-2608. From our non-food items to our storable and daily foods, it's quality that counts for the health and welfare of our customers. Again, I thank you all for sharing in our success and by joining as affiliates and being a part of the hemp revolution. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great, cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Enjoy those on us. They include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit virtually anything you see there.
So if you've been, you see a looming economic crisis on the horizon, or you just think it's a good idea to save on a weekly or biweekly basis when you get your paycheck in, you just haven't been able to sort of do that, Free Talk Live has come up with a system to help you to do just that. And we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer several different types of gold and silver coins. You can take a look at them at gold.freetalklive.com. And we have a layaway plan where you can put a little money down towards, say, 20 or 25 coins. And it's best to buy them that way because the shipping's cheapest that way. I bought them on several occasions, and I know that the shipping's best on 20 or 25, depending on the size of the coin. But if you use this telephone number and call them and say that you want the layaway, it's 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. And they'll tell you how to put a certain amount of money away every week or bi-week whenever you get your paycheck, and it'll help you out.
All right, head on over to gold.freetalklive.com. More coming up here. Your calls about anything. We'll start with Dustin in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
So I was just wondering, when are people going to wake up and realize that these left-right Republicans are just a joke?
The Democrats and Republicans, yeah, it's a good question. When will people realize? Because it seems like it's every 4 years, the same old campaign tactics are trotted out. I'm for change.
We got the Bush heritage and the Clinton heritage, and we think we're a democracy. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think what is happening is the cycle is shortening. Sure, they're playing the same old game. They're throwing out the, you know, red-blue paradigm, and, you know, anybody outside of what the Republicans or Democrats are proposing to solve a problem is clearly crazy. And that's not working as well as it used to. I mean, Bush,
true, because of the internet.
Yeah, and you know, Obama has crashed and burned inside of a year.
Yeah, 1 year.
I mean, so, and that's because the internet and news sites and independent blogs and so forth are getting these ideas out there into the public, and they're, you know, they're turning on the propaganda machine. They're hitting the gas to shoot down the road and take people where they want, but the transmission's got some strip gears, and when they hit the gas, the muffler fell off and the tires are bald, and they're just not getting as much mileage as they used to out of their same old, you know, red-blue paradigm.
Can we trust people like Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh?
Well, I don't think you should trust anybody that that you hear on the radio. I think you should take information in and analyze it based on your experience and your knowledge, and then make your own decisions as to what you think the truth is.
But I can tell you, you can't trust Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Well, and what do you think about this Second Amendment about Obama saying we don't have one?
I don't know when he said that, but we don't have a constitution. If the federal government abiding by the constitution would nullify the failing to abide by the constitution would nullify the constitution, then we don't have one anyway. I think that a man has a right to build a tool or use the money that he's earned in order to buy a tool, and I think that a weapon is a tool, and I don't think that there's anything that any piece of paper can say for or against that.
Well, so is our country based on a constitution or the Fed?
Is what?
Is our country based on constitutional rights or federal rights?
It's based on a group of people who have organized together and decided that they are willing to enact violence to make sure that society runs the way they think it should. They've put up this piece of paper that says, oh, here's what we're going to do for you, and here's the deal. And then over the last 200 years, they have moved further and further away from that.
Yeah, the Constitution is really just it's a distraction. It's window dressing.
It just
exists to give them the sense of legitimacy, this aura of legitimacy in the minds of the people, to give the people something that they can turn to in the event that they figure out that something's wrong. And many people have figured out, gosh, something's wrong. They can identify, oh my gosh, they're not following the Constitution. Well, we just need to get them to follow the Constitution. We should elect the right people, and the right people will follow the Constitution. And it's all just nonsense. There's no way that you can get anything in the Washington, D.C. to change to be constitutional at this point. It has gone so far. Maybe there would have been a chance, you know, in 1797 or something like that. But at this point, it has gone too far with the Civil War and with the income tax and the Federal Reserve and, you know, endless wars.
I think at this point, the bureaucrats in power realize that, you know, things are heading for collapse. They cannot keep spending at the levels that they are. You cannot create $12 trillion worth of new debt and obligations and expect the money to be stable, and they know that things are heading for a collapse, so they are absolutely going in and looting the system through these bailouts and doing everything they can to just rob people blind of the wealth that's been created by the American people.
What do you think about Alex Jones? I mean,
I like what Alex Jones does on the police state. I think he's very, very good at following the news about the rise of tyranny in America. He's been spot on that for years. I mean, all the way back to I remember watching his videos back at the beginning of this decade before I was even on the radio. I think that he's an inspiration to me at some level because I remember he went into the there's video of him from back in the 90s, probably was about my age then, when he went into like the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles and refused to give his thumb scan, and they arrested him for it. And, that's something that kind of, I think, influenced me towards civil disobedience. So I like a lot of what he does. Some of the things I don't really care for about what he does are more the kind of conspiracy mongering stuff, which I think he's doing less of these days from what I understand. I don't listen to his program, but I do watch his videos when they come out. And his more recent videos have focused on just the corruption of politicians and things like that.
That stuff is sure easy to prove.
Yeah, and that's what I like when he uses stories that are factually solid and they're unquestionably straightforward and concrete. I think that's much more persuasive than speculating about what might have happened on 9/11 and, you know, with the Oklahoma City building and things like that. As interesting as all of that is, I just don't think it's persuasive to the majority of the people that might come across it. But that's my opinion. We've got two other people in the studio here.
That sounds good.
Yeah, well, I've actually been listening to him for a couple months now, I think. And while I think he certainly exaggerates things, you know, somebody will get an old man will get tasered off of a tractor and he says now that's happening nationwide. You know, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but he is certainly gaining a huge audience, and he's really starting to have an impact by exposing some of the things the government is doing with ClimateGate, with you know, the bankers and Timothy Geithner using his position at the Fed to control things and ensure payments are going to Goldman Sachs and the other brokerages that are basically running the government at this point.
Dustin, any other thoughts tonight? Thought I heard him hang up there. Yep, 800-259-9231. Didn't you mention something to me off the air, Sam, that I guess Alex Jones is now actually putting his money where his mouth is and offering bounties for certain types of activism?
Yeah, there's a contest to protest the body scanners at the airports that are going in. I think it's $5,000 for the best nude protest.
You've got a story about that too, Mark.
I do.
So pull that up when you get a chance.
I'm ready. Related to that, $10,000 for the best video that just covers the body scanners overall.
So wait, you have to get naked in order to get the $5,000 prize?
I don't think he's saying that. He's trying tread lightly so that he doesn't get into too much trouble. And he's saying, you know, make sure you check out the local laws and so forth. But
it's just the video. Make the best video.
Yeah.
And you know that it's good. It's I like it.
Well, it reminds me of what it reminds me of a much more a larger cash version of what something an idea that we come up with here in New Hampshire. The CD Evolution Fund, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, there are certain categories within it that have been set up to essentially reward people for doing certain types of disobedience. And really, that's just in its genesis phase, and honestly, the CD Evolution Fund needs some more work. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You got dozens of categories in which to shop. You can even buy used items if you want to save a few extra bucks, but if you're buying brand new, it's likely you're going to get free Super Saver shipping if you order the right things. A whole bunch of their products have free Super Saver shipping on them. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, tell me about the flesh mob, as it's being called.
Yeah, this is a fun story. It's from smh.com.au. German protesters have demonstrated against the planned introduction of body scanners at airports by stripping down to their underwear and, in some cases, beyond. The group of protesters. Yeah,
you can do that in Germany.
Well, why can't you do it here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can get naked in Europe, right, and just walk in the streets.
I don't think you can.
I've seen video of it happening.
Okay.
Maybe you can't do it, but it's more tolerated there. I don't know.
Perhaps. Group of protesters calling itself a flesh mob instead of a flash mob converged on Germany's Berlin Tegel airport this week, writing messages on their bodies and handing out leaflets voicing their concerns about the new scanners' invasion of privacy. These scanners have been branded virtual strip searches because they can see through clothing, producing a ghostly naked image. The flesh mob posted a video of their protest on YouTube, which featured them walking through the airport and a variety of protest slogans written on their bodies. Something to hide, be a good citizen, drop your pants were among the slogans written in German. The rush to full-body scanners comes in response to a failed aircraft bombing attempt in the U.S. on Christmas Day, when a passenger allegedly secreted explosives in his underwear. Canberra is awaiting a department report into trials at Australian airports, while Britain and other European countries have committed to their introduction or have done so. So anyway, it's basically they're saying that this is they're doing a protest that I think is very effective.
Yeah, because we've talked on this show before about what to do about the airline security debacle, the insanity at airports. What do you do about it? I mean, you can go and you can try to slow it down a little bit. You can refuse to show identification. There are some things that can be done, but it's really just something that's going to inconvenience other people maybe a little more, inconvenience you a little bit more. It's not really anything that's going to, you know, put a stop to their to their behavior. Not that this is going to put a stop to it, but this certainly draws
more
attention.
This is the only protest I've seen that might even have a chance of being effective. I mean, if you're naked, somehow people are less likely to come after you and touch you and things like that. So I think it could be effective. I think this is effective.
I think actually exposing what these body scanners can do. choice word there. Exposing what they can do is pretty valuable here. I'm sure people have seen the pictures of the like bluish colored image of the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you take and just do a reverse on the colors of that, the person shows up in full color with skin tones, and you can make everything out. And
right.
This is a low resolution web photograph.
It's essentially it's essentially a naked picture of your child.
Yeah, and that's what I've pointed out in this video. If the TSA gets all of these airport scanners in, then they're going to become the largest producer, purveyor, and consumer of child pornography.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't worry. They're going to not save the pictures.
Well, no, because there's a study that's come out that has shown that the machines actually do save off and are able to transmit the images.
Oh, you can trust them. They won't do that.
Of course, yeah.
They'll turn that off.
And where do you think the pedophiles that haven't been caught are going to want to go to work?
The TSA.
Yeah.
I mean, what a sweet deal. You can be a pedophile and get a federal salary.
Yeah.
All at the same time. I mean, normally you can't get paid to be a pedophile, but in this case, you would be able to do that.
Not only that, I read their security manual that was leaked earlier this year. And
Wait a second. This is the Transportation Security Authority that accidentally leaked their own manual for checking people out.
Yeah, they posted it on the internet, and then they realized, oops, we weren't supposed to post that. And it, of course, says classified on the bottom and SSI, secret security information. And then they decided, well, it's an old manual. It's from 2008 in the summer, so it's been updated since then. We'll go ahead and release this. So they release a PDF document with black boxes over the sensitive areas.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't actually delete the text. So the hackers went in and read through the PDF file, uncovered the text that they covered up and supposedly blacked out, and now all the sensitive information that they didn't want people to know is released right out into the public.
Right. And, you know, you would think that, it's understood that government's going to be inefficient. Government's going to be expensive. Everybody knows that government pays 4 to 20 times what it costs to do something. And everybody knows that bureaucrats are slow. But, God, did they have to hire Laurel and Hardy to do this crap? This puts incompetent out the door. This is just plain stupid.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that worries me about this is, you know, once you put the thing it said in the manual, once you put your bag on the X-ray machine, you have started the screening process, and you may not stop the screening process at any time. Once you start, you have to finish. And once you're on the other side of the airport, the police told me that, you know, that you're theirs once you're in their little area there, that they actually own you.
You know, they gave me the option of stopping the screening process.
Well,
I understand what you're saying, but
yeah.
they told me that if you don't want this search, you're going to have to leave.
How far were you into the process?
I was in the little glass room where they pat you down, and I said, I don't want your hands on me.
Huh, okay. Now, they are not following procedures
because
they're not allowed to do that. And they also have private screening rooms. So what happens when, you know, we're a few years down the road and they actually need to take people off in a back room for a search, and you've got these pedophiles who are attracted to this body scanner working? I don't trust these people with my life, much less our children.
Your children, yeah.
Give me a break.
So I think
you can't trust them with their own security documents.
Yeah.
I mean, their own.
I think the protests that you've got going on over in Germany are great because unlike when you walk through and maybe say something. I mean, I brought the one time I brought the Bill of Rights Security Edition through on the when I was being screened to get on an airplane. Now, the Bill of Rights Security Edition is a piece of metal. It's a
aluminum?
Business, a little larger than a business card size. It's made out of metal. It's got sharp corners on it. I mean, it technically could be a weapon, but it's got the Bill of Rights written on it. And so I brought that through and figured I would get caught because it's made out of metal. And indeed I did. And I made some sort of comment to the guard. And yeah, he wasn't mean or anything like that. He kind of
just didn't care.
Friendly. He was friendly about it, but he didn't really care. And so there really wasn't much impact there. Right.
And there's naked person
impact.
Standing there is impactful.
That is impact. And especially if you bring cameras in, then it can become a YouTube thing. And I think this has to be the best idea I've heard so far as some kind of protest,
right.
Some sort
I'm
of
not,
demonstration in an airport.
I'm not real fond of demonstrations that attract a lot of attention, you know, that
if it doesn't attract attention, what's right, the point?
But it seems like people sometimes are, you know, sort of in it for their own egotistical reasons, and I think that can often turn some people off, but I don't see what else anyone can do. Tell me what you can do to stop the TSA's shenanigans, their absolute waste of public money, their waste of the public's time, their abject stupidity time and time again. What can you do about it? And the best answer that people are going to come up with, oh, you need to elect some representatives that are better and stuff.
I think
answer that stinks.
I don't think naked protests are going to stop it necessarily, but I think it's something.
If you get a few mildly hot girls to go in there and get arrested and get taped, it's going to change everything.
I don't know about that.
How about bringing some naked kids in?
Ooh. Well, then you've got CPS coming in to steal the parents because they're endangering their children.
Why? I mean, children go to go to nudist camps all the time.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the federal government. They're going to do whatever they want, Mark.
I understand they will.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, I think these are great protests. I think they're great demonstrations. They bring attention to an issue, and that's what they're supposed to do. Good on them for that. I don't know if I'm as optimistic as you are, Mark, that this is going to change anything. First of all, it's not even happening here in the United States. It's happening in Germany, where people are certainly a little bit more sexually liberal than they are over here. A lot of people a little more comfortable with nudity there than Americans are here. I would love to see it happen here. Don't get me wrong. I really would. I just don't expect magic to happen as a result of it. And there really isn't anything you can do to get rid of the TSA, because if you just decide to say, well, that's it, I'm boycotting flying, well, that doesn't do anything to the TSA. They still have their budget next year. They'll probably get an increase in budget next year. I mean, maybe they won't make as much money off of the tax they put on the ticket sales, but that's not going to kill the bureaucracy, and it's not going to kill their
budget's $7 billion.
Yeah.
That's minimal.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. They're established at this point, been around almost a decade. So we're done. Vinny in here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
But we're back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Be sure you join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call